Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Let's go to Sean Salisbury, and as long as we're on the subject, Sean Salisbury joining us now from Houston. Sorry we missed you, buddy, last week, but we're thrilled to have you back with us. And we're just talking about Vic Fangio and Vaughn Miller and what seems like kind of a curious relationship where, at least early in the week, Fangio, after games, tends to be critical of Miller. The Broncos won on Sunday, and yet on Monday, Fangio described Miller's game as quote-unquote uneventful. Then yesterday, he's talking about a key play on which Vaughn was, to use his term, the focal point, and seemed to be looking at the bright side of things, if not the statistical things that are attached to Vaughn Miller this season. Does it strike you as curious that Vic Fangio would be targeting Vaughn Miller? I know he's getting asked about him, but targeting Vaughn Miller as often as he is for what seems like criticism.
Yeah, and now listen, I've never played for a Vic Fangio team. I've known him a long time and hold him in high regard, and it's pretty obvious how I feel about Vaughn Miller as a player. But here's what we have to understand. Not every coach approaches his teammates the same way. Maybe, let me just be the other guy. Maybe along the line, somebody told him along the line, whether it's in Denver's organization or people he's run into that have coached, who knows, that have said, dude, and when you say, well, look at Vaughn Miller's success, whatever the other coaches were doing, do what he does. Well, maybe Vic Fangio has seen something that says, I need to elevate his play, I'm going to test his ass and to see how he responds. Some coaches think that way. Bill Parcells was like that. He'd call a player fast.
True.
See how he'd respond. So, you know, the question here is, when is enough enough?
Right.
You got a guy who's a Hall of Famer, you got a Hall of Famer, and say that. And then you say, and then in the process, you also have the national narrative, and don't kid yourself, there are whispers. And I've been asked this, not just here, other, is Vaughn Miller's game falling off? Is he the same player? Is it, you hear that. So sometimes it's scheme. And then there's part of me that says, well, I don't care what the scheme is. Vaughn Miller is good enough to overcome every scheme. So I don't really, be honest with you, if you're Vaughn Miller, you've got enough skins in the game and trophies on the wall to say criticism doesn't affect. He's the head coach. But I don't have to like what he says. I'll respect it. He's my coach. But I'm going to keep going and doing my thing. So from us, we're sensitive as fans and media. Oh, he's critical. And? So if, and then comes back the next time and says, well, he's doing this right. Maybe there's a method. We'll go find out over the course if this gets fractured to the point where Vaughn says, I've had it, or where Vic Fangio says, he's not my type of player and he doesn't have it anymore, and then they separate and go their own way. Or it's somewhere along, you know, that guy that for 6 days a week you can't stand, and then on the seventh day you hug him and thank him for pushing you. Maybe this is what Vaughn Miller needs to elevate. Who knows? So the truth is, the only guys that know, honestly, maybe in the film room, maybe with Vic Fangio, what his message is and why. And if I was a media, maybe they have, Sandy, I'd say, why are you so critical of Vaughn Miller?
He's basically asked that yesterday. He said, well, I wouldn't say I'm calling him out. But, you know, and maybe it's Vic Fangio's approach. We haven't seen him. Nobody's seen him as a head coach, so we don't know how
exactly
he handles
players. We got to let it play itself out. And the truth is, the Denver Broncos, for the first time, forced a turnover.
Yeah.
And four of them in a game.
Yes.
I mean, they were four games.
Yeah.
They were four games. So, you know what? If you're a pro athlete, you can't handle criticism, and I know Vaughn can. At least he's proven he can. Then you probably need to take 2 weeks off and quit if you're a professional athlete. You can't handle people criticizing you, whether it's media fans or your own coaches. The truth is, when Vaughn Miller walks into the film room on Monday, he knows. He knows whether he's played a good game or whether he hasn't. And then sometimes coaches are, I've had those coaches say, man, dude, I threw a curl route, hit him right in the chest. What else if you want? Well, you could have thrown the ball on his outside shoulder. I mean, I get it. And Vaughn Miller in a more heightened because he's a superstar. So, and remember this, not everybody coaches the way that we're supposed to, the new age athlete. That,
right.
Oh, you better coach. You better tell him he's great. You better tell him he can go on Twitter. Whatever it is, and I'm not saying this is Vaughn, I'm talking about all of them. And remember, Vic Fangio's been in this league long before Twitter was ever out there, before this so-called new age athlete. You got to kiss their rear end all the time. So you know what? He operates on some old school, and he'll learn too, and he's going to adjust. But I don't really have a problem with criticism My thing is, if you're a great player like Von Miller, you punch back, and I don't mean literally. Then you go into the film room, and then you know what? If you want to have an argument between each other behind closed doors, go ahead. Go across. You're a grown-ass man. It's all right to do that.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, you played on the offensive side of the ball. You played at a quarterback position. This Broncos team, when you look at it, the last 2 weeks, you get 17 points in the first quarter, in the first half, both games. So a total of 34 points in that first half in the last two games. But in the last two games in the second half, it seems like this offense fizzles out. And now you have a combined of 10 points in the second half in the last two games. How does this offense get on track where they're just rolling in the first half but also are able to continue to roll in the second half?
Well, two things. One is, what's their record? They're 1-4, right?
Yeah.
there's a big reason why they don't play all four quarters. That's part of the reason they're 1-4. Secondly, and I can continue to, I will tell you this, that have we ever thought that, and I'm not an overreactor, good or bad. I don't have the 49ers in the Super Bowl right now, guys.
Right.
And I don't have the Browns. At least just quit, and this is your grandfather, your dad's Cleveland Browns. They're going to suck. I don't have that either. So you're still figuring things out, and trends got to change. But I can tell you this: this is a team. Have we ever thought that maybe they're not a great offensive football team? And look at it. We're in a quarterback league, guys.
Yep.
You think about this. We're in a quarterback league, and we're always talking about, well, put up numbers and these quarterbacks. But think about across the league this week, and the Broncos are one of them. Joe didn't have to throw 45 times or to win. They ran the ball. They forced turnovers down in their own red zone. Four times they turned it over. They looked different. They handled the line of scrimmage. They started fast and were able to stave it off. And while it didn't look as pretty as we wanted to in the second half, they won. I take you to Kansas City, or when Indianapolis played Kansas City.
Right.
Brissett didn't throw it 30 times. They ran the football. Mahomes threw it more. They sacked Mahomes four times. They controlled the line of scrimmage. Brissett didn't hit the ground. They won. I can take you to, Jimmy Garoppolo and the Browns. Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 188 yards.
Yep.
They started off, they ran the football, controlled the line of scrimmage, hit Baker Mayfield, sacked him four times. He didn't complete. I mean, he was quarterback rating about one. And guess what? San Francisco 49ers win. So, while it's a quarterback league, when you win and everything's working. When you got to throw it and be one-dimensional, the whole key is that these teams have been two-dimensional that won over the weekend, and they didn't have to rely on the one dimension that was just throwing. So for the Broncos, in order for them to keep winning and prove to you they're really good, they're going to have to play four quarters. At least they started fast and defense came up with a play. The key is, can they continue to do that and finish four quarters? We haven't seen four quarters for the most part for them of offensive football yet. But I'll take a win any way I can get it. Now, imagine if they only had 3 points in the first half and didn't score in the second.
Right.
You'd be 0-5. So I'll take it.
Hey, before we let you run, you mentioned San Francisco just a minute ago. I agree with you. Much too early to make a judgment that, for example, the San Francisco 49ers are the best team in football. But let me ask you the question this way. Are the 49ers playing the best right now?
After what happened in Kansas City the last 2 weeks, then the Texans, while their offense was made, it was Atlanta, and they're up and down. Colts are playing pretty solid football. With the Patriots, they've looked ugly, but they're 5-0. I would say overall, on both sides of the ball, think what they're doing.
Yes,
they're running it. And Kyle Shanahan, as you guys know, the pops. Kyle Shanahan's a brilliant offensive mind, and it just, once they get rolling with him, the quarterback's protecting it. He's accurate. And all the panic, remember in the preseason, Jimmy, what's wrong? It's preseason. Slow it down. It's regular season now. They line up with two backs now. They're full backs hurt, but they're a multiple formation, multiple look, multiple personnel groupings. They don't have a problem going old school, putting a full back in, four wide, three wides, two tight ends. The tight end's productive. They run the football effectively. Look at what they're doing defensively. They drafted all these guys up front in the front seven, some young, active guys. And now what they're doing, remember those Giants in the Super Bowl when they beat the Patriots? They're pressuring with four.
Yes.
They're getting pressure with four. And as a defensive coach, it's such an easy thing. I say easy, it's never easy, but it looks a lot easier. It feels a lot easier when you got seven other dudes you can deploy any way you want. When you have to dial up pressure, I know every week teams, if I don't rush five or six, I can't get to them. And as an offensive guy, if I know that, guess what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be a bunch of man beaters and know that you're not pressuring me unless you – line up and blitz dog linebackers or blitz secondary people, so I can go in with the answers to the test before I even know what the conflict is. So right now they are and they're finding your weakness and attacking it in all different ways. Yeah, they may be playing the best. I don't know if they're the best team, but I can tell you this: these must wins that they're taking care of in September and October are going to give them a lot of leeway in December. If somebody's got a tight hamstring, this guy's a little sore, to afford themselves a loss to a Seattle late in the season and still get into playoffs. This is a good team, and don't blink, but I thought they were a year away from being really good. So they're ahead of schedule.
John, you're the best. We appreciate your time, as always.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great one. Thank you.
There he goes, Sean Salisbury,
Sean
Sports
awesome.
Talk 790.
Love when he comes on. Love when he comes on.
Talk about Unvarnished. Yeah. And it's Sean Unfiltered on Twitter. By the way, Be In Sports, you can follow him on TV. And, of course, he's doing all kinds of wonderful community work down in one of our favorite cities, Houston, Texas. This Denver Sports Station, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.